You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
B-R-I-T-T, my boys. I've been friends with a woman, we'll call her Katie, all right, since middle school. We're both now 33, so about 20 years.
Cute.
It's been an interesting... You've got friends from 20 years ago.
I have friends from kindergarten still.
That's crazy.
Multiple ones.
It's been an interesting relationship, she says. Sometimes closer than sisters. Other times, we'd go a month or two without speaking because we were so angry with each other. She writes, we reconnected on Friday for wine and patched up our latest disagreement, and it was suddenly just like the good old days. Then she said, we should get matching tattoos to make sure nothing can ever completely separate us. At the time, Britt writes, I hugged her and said it was a great idea. We're both thinking right now about what it should be. In other words, what the matching tattoo should be.
Mm-hmm.
Britt writes, then my husband told me it's the worst idea ever and that we're only going to fall out again, and then I'm stuck with a tattoo that matches someone I don't like anymore. She writes, so what has more power? The idea that a matching tattoo might help keep friends close, or is my husband right that it's dumb?
It's dumb.
She says, now that I'm not full of wine, I'd love to know what you and your listeners think.
Oh.
And she closes by saying, and thank you. I've listened to your show for 20 years, too. Wow, I'm only 33, but now I feel old. Ha ha. No, that's cool that you've been listening since you were 13.
What
I love
nice
that.
Message.
So what do you think? So the idea is that if you're, it's essentially your BFF, even though you guys have periods, like
sure.
She says a couple months where they
Which
didn't even talk.
Which is kind
of so
normal, I guess.
Does the tattoo, Jeremy, keep you bonded?
Seal the deal?
Or do you regret it later?
Boy, it's kind of going to boil down to what the tattoo is, maybe? Because it is a nice gesture to get matching tattoos, but then if something does happen, can the tattoo stand alone? You know, can you just continue the rest of your life with whatever it is on your arm, and it doesn't have to, like, it's not like a, you know, half of a heart and she's got the other half and then you put your hands together or whatever and it makes a complete heart.
But I kind of like that, and I'll tell you why. Let's, because that just, as soon as you said that, half a heart, I'm thinking, so what if the other half is on another person? Because if you have a falling out with that person, that half a heart for the rest of your life, when you meet certain people, they would say, hey, where's the other half of your heart? And you could say, I don't know. It might be you. We need to find out.
Oh, barf.
Barf?
It might be you. What?
It might be you.
But she's like married. She's, it sounds like you're hitting on somebody.
I'm talking about just people in general. Like if you've got half a heart on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd be like, hey, I no longer have my best friend, so that other half of the heart might be you. I don't know.
Oh, that is kind of cute.
It's kind of sweet.
It's a little bold, but like, get away from me. I don't know. I kind of want him to do it, though. Because, I mean, gosh, they have been friends for 20 years. It's kind of a cutesy thing to do, and it really might solidify the friendship now. Or you will break up, and then every time you look down at that half heart, you'll be like, what an idiot I was, and I can't stand whatever her name was, Katie.
Katie.
She's
the worst.
But what
if you look down at it and you say, hey, you know, this tattoo is a lesson.
Not to ever get tattoos with a friend.
I think I was stupid because I broke up with my friend. You could look down at it and think, this was a valuable lesson to choose your friends more wisely. I'll always have that as a reminder. Choose your friends more wisely.
It could be a learning lesson, or you look at it and be like, man, she's the worst. That other, she made me do this. I hate her. I still hate her. It might bring you a lot of anger.
Here's our phone number and our text number, both 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Jared, let's take two quick calls before we go to the break.
Okay.
Let's at least put the calls in. We'll go through them as quickly as we can. Hey, Will, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good.
Buddy. What are you telling Britt?
I'm going to say don't do it. My wife has a very close friend, got a tattoo, same exact situation when she was about 16, about 30 now, and collarbone, chest tattoo, And she mentions it all the time. Every time she's getting dressed, she's like, I should not have done that.
Well, 16's a little different than...
Yeah, 16's ridiculous, and it doesn't have to be on your chest either. I mean, it could be down around your ankle, you know?
Well, just the fact that you're stamped with something matching somebody.
What is it? What is it on her collarbone?
An animal. You know, you each get an animal that you enjoy, and then you both have animals.
What's your wife's tattoo on her collarbone? What is it?
Oh, it says faith.
Faith.
Just one of those, like... Just
add Hill at the end of it and be like, I'm a big country music fan. She's the best. All right, well, we got to move on, buddy.
Well, thanks so much for that call. So there's one, don't get it. Here's Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you think?
So kind of a funny story in a similar type of situation. Someone I had been friends with since I was 10. We're now in our late 30s. We ended up with the same tattoo and didn't even know it.
Really?
We had a barbecue and my husband pulls her over and he picks up the back of her hair and he's like, look at that. And she looks at he shows her to look at my foot. We had the same tattoo.
Back of the neck and the foot. What was the tattoo again? What
is it?
An elephant. What's that symbolize?
For me, it's my son, one of my kids. I have something that kind of reminds me of each one of my kids, and that one was for my middle kiddo.
That's cute.
I like it.
But there was a, you know, I say do it.
Just do it.
If the individual tattoo is something that you love and it means something to you, then that's okay. We have falling out and we have good times in our friendship, but I look at it and I just remember someone who I care about and love.
All right.
That's beautiful.
See, that's the mature way to go about it. Michelle, thank you for that call. All right, we're going to take more calls and... If you want to text in your thoughts to Britt, does she get the, you know, matching tattoo with her sometimes friend? The text line is blowing up. Let's take a phone call or two. Hey, Hannah, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So what would you tell Britt right now?
I would tell her that have so much fun planning and never get it.
Oh, that's funny. Just talk about it, daydream, and then don't do it, huh?
Yeah.
Did
I,
you
got
do this?
A matching tattoo. Yes, I did, with a friend from high school. And we're still really good friends, but she covered hers up. So, yeah.
Why did she do that?
Hers did not come out as good as mine.
Oh, okay.
So it had nothing to do with, like, sticking it in your eye or anything. She just didn't like the way it looked, she says.
Yeah.
Well, what was the tat? Yeah. What did you guys have?
A little eighth note and a treble sign.
Oh,
we were in jazz choir together.
Okay.
Oh, jazz hands.
That's fun.
Right on.
Skiddle-deed, skiddle-deed.
Hannah, thank you very much for that call. We really appreciate you listening. You know, that goes along kind of with this text we got from Lisa. She goes, no to matching tattoos. Been there, done that. I haven't talked to my friend in 20 years, and I covered the tattoo with a different tattoo a couple years ago. So I wrote back, and I go, what did you change it from, and what is it now? And she went from a small heart, and she says, now it's a sun.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Looks good in the summer.
Here's Aubrey on the phone. Aubrey, good morning. Welcome. Aubrey.
Where you go, Aubrey?
Going once.
Gonzo.
Going twice.
I did a quick Google image search for matching tattoos, and I'm against it, I think, unless they get this one, which is you know, when you cut an avocado open and you open it up in half, one side's got the pit and one side doesn't. Somebody got a little avocado person on their arm, is smiling and waving, doesn't have the pit. The other person, little avocado person, smiling and waving.
God.
With the pit.
That's fantastic.
They get together and smush them together.
That's fantastic.
It's brilliant. That's the one you go with.
I kind of like to. I was just thinking about this. I was like, what would I do if I got a matching tattoo with somebody?
And
you know how I have a complete, deep, abiding love of puzzles? And I think a puzzle piece
could really signify
a lot of different things. But you could do a matching tattoo with someone where the two puzzle pieces go together. They would fit.
Absolutely.
But if it's on its own, nobody would know.
No, you're just like, I like puzzles.
It's like I'm, you know, life is a puzzle. I'm trying to figure it out as I go through. I mean, like I said, puzzle pieces can signify a lot. But you would know with that friend that that piece goes there, but it's not like it's missing something.
It's not missing
the pit from the avocado.
Yeah. Right.
Here's Amanda. She goes, I believe tattoos tell a story and it's a part of your life. So if your best friend is that close to you and it's part of your life, whether you break up or not, it's still part of your story, good and bad.
There you go. And just remember mostly the good, hopefully. That's what Denise says. She says, do it. You'll remember the good moments that led up to that time. So that's Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend has two matching tattoos with her. Boyfriend.
Sabrina says, I got a tattoo when I was 18 with my best friend at the time. Had a falling out with her. Haven't talked to her for over 15 years now. And she says, I actually haven't looked at the tattoo in a while until your show today.
Really?
So she forgot all about it until we brought it up. It's a rose, by the way. And she says, it doesn't really bother me to have it one way or the other. Well, yeah, because it's a rose.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't rely on another piece or a friend.
Nope.
Oh, my God. The texts are just blowing up.
So what are we saying then? What's the consensus? I haven't been keeping track. Do it, I guess. Just make sure it stands alone. Maybe.
I like the one that can stand alone. That
I do
doesn't
too.
Need an explanation. So that if there's a falling out, you don't have to explain it to someone. Luna said, don't do it with 2 exclamation points. I got a matching tattoo with a friend I've known since middle school. Periods of falling out, blah, blah, blah. After 19 years, I finally had to separate from her permanently because the friendship was becoming toxic. I ended up covering up the tattoo because it was a painful reminder of our whole relationship.
Yeesh.
Because she says, here's what it was like 19 years ago when they got it. Her, hey, let's do something stupid. Me, okay.
Okay.
You know what? Luna, you're going to get a ding for that.
People are
friend.
Sending in ideas too. Half a butterfly on each hand. There's a bird on one hand, a bird cage on another.
Half a butterfly.
So then when you put your hands together, it makes a whole butterfly. Somebody sent one with Homer Simpson on one arm and a donut on the other.
Or some Duff's beer
and
or whatever.
Where's Daniel? Daniel sent a message that says something to the extent of, how about one of them get Dom on one arm and Jeremy on the other?
Oh, my God. And get them on your butt.
Get them on your butt cheeks. And we know where you can get the O for Dom.
That's right. somebody had photoshopped some picture of that years ago
that they said
put my name on their butt, you know, and yeah, there was a D on one cheek and an M on the other. You're so funny.
That's a good one.
My God, the text line is blowing up.
Yeah,
you know,
thank
you should
everybody.
Just program that number in so that it's always available for you. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And we appreciate you being part of the show. It means a lot.